The Sunshine List is out, disclosing the names of Ontario public sector employees who made more than $100,000 in 2023. In North Bay, the list is again dominated by healthcare professionals and administrators. The public sector salaries topping the list in North Bay for 2023, as in 2022 and 2021, come from the healthcare sector, with some familiar names at the top. In 2023, there were 516 hospital employees on the list, meaning this year's Sunshine List shows an increase of 154 or 42% in $100,000 plus earners at NBRHC over the 362 registered in 2022. The 516 North Bay Regional Health Center employees on the 2023 Sunshine List include psychiatrist Dr. Kenneth Boss, who, as was the case in 2020, 21, and 22, leads all local public sector salaries with earnings of $639,131, down from $694,224 in 2022 and $687,964 in 2021. NBRHC President Paul Heinrich brought in $345,194, the same as he did in 2022, down from $364,912 in 2021 and $358,339 in 2020. Heinrich was followed by physician Dr. Scott Salstone, who made $284,908 in 2023. Down from $312,289 in 2022 and $317,936 in 2021, and Mario Plant, a registered nurse who earned $250,973. The North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit placed 21 employees on the Sunshine List. Dr. Carol Zimbalati, the medical officer of health, made $290,760 as she took over from Dr. Jim Kirico, who retired from the health unit as the medical officer of health in July 2023. Kirico was paid $179,349, down from his full year's salary of $365,013 in 2022. The local list remains highly populated by municipal employees, with 194 who work for the Corporation of the City of North Bay, up 10 from 2022, including 99 members of the North Bay Police Service, a rise of 10 from 2022, 62 from North Bay Fire and Emergency Services, down 2 from 2022, and 1 from the Public Library, the $141,752 salary of its CEO Ravel Velli. Former SOW David Euler received $227,536 in 2023 as part of a retirement package he agreed to with the City of North Bay. Current SOW John Severino, who also served in an interim role for part of the year, earned $212,001. The North Bay Police Service's highest earner was neither, now retired, Police Chief William Scott Todd, $246,188, nor Deputy Chief Michael Days, $235,857, but rather Staff Sergeant Noel Coulis, who made $310,761 in 2023. Coulis was the city's highest earner in 2023. Four Canadian Mental Health Association, North Bay and District employees make the list, led by the $178,104 earnings of CEO Mary Davis. Kesselholm, also known as the East Nipissing District Home for the Aged, places 15 employees on the Sunshine List, including two chief financial officers, James Lowry, also a North Bay City Councillor, who is second on the list overall at $141,948, and William Brooks at $129,610. See the complete Sunshine List here. It contains the salaries above $100,000 of employees of the City of North Bay, Canadore College, Nipissing University, school boards, hospitals, and other public institutions such as Community Living in Ontario Northland. Notable public sector employees who earned over $200,000 in 2023. City of North Bay, 194 employees $100,000 plus, up 10 from 2022. $310,761 Staff Sergeant Noel Coulis. $246,188 North Bay Police Chief Scott Todd. $243,511 Platoon Chief Mike Hives. $235,857 Deputy Chief Michael Days. $227,536 Former SAO David Euler. $212,001 CAO John Severino. North Bay Regional Health Center, 512 employees, $100,000 plus up 150 from 2022. $639,131 Dr. Kenneth Boss, psychiatrist. $345,194 Paul Heinrich, president, CEO. $284,908 Dr. Scott Salstone, physician. $250,973 Mario Plant, registered nurse. $226,112 Joanne LaPlante, vice president. $225,146 Ryan Jeffers, vice president. $218,097 Andrea Lucas, vice president. $212,903 Stephen Hodge, clinical nurse educator. $206,387 Barbara Schluaying, registered nurse. $203,311 Chantal Voyer, director. North Bay Perry Sound District Health Unit, 21 employees, $100,000 plus down 5 from 2022. $290,760 Dr. Carol Zimbalati, Medical Officer of Health. Kesselholm, 15 employees, $100,000 plus same from 2022. None above $200,000 annual salary. Nipissing University, 171 employees, $100,000 plus up 3 from 2022. $261,999 Kevin Wamsley, President and Vice Chancellor. $260,839 Callie Maddy, Professor. Canadore College, 128 employees, $100,000 plus up 20 from 2022. $261,566 George Burden, President, CEO. Near North District School Board, 411 employees, $100,000 plus up 4 from 2022. $220,999 Craig Miles, Director of Education. Nipissing Perry Sound Catholic District School Board, 155 employees, $100,000 plus down 10 from 2022. None above $200,000 annual salary. Conseil Scolaire Catholique Franco Nord, 178 employees, $100,000 plus up 6 from 2022. $218,100 Serge Levick, Director of Education. Conseil Scolaire Public du Nord-Est de l'Ontario, 140 employees, $100,000 plus down 6 from 2022. $218,100 Yves Laliberté, Director of Education. Ontario Northland Transportation Commission, 125 employees, $100,000 plus up 15 from 2022. $317,591 Chad Evans, CEO. $272,384 Drew Duquette, Vice President Remanufacturing and Rail Mechanical. $236,527 Tracy McPhee, Vice President, Passenger Rail and Motor Coach. $218,284 Donna Jacques, Chief Legal Officer. The Public Sector Salary Disclosure Act, 1996, makes Ontario's public sector more open and accountable to taxpayers. The Act requires organizations that receive public funding from the Province of Ontario to make public, by March 31 each year, the names, positions, salaries and total taxable benefits of employees paid $100,000 or more in the previous calendar year. The Act applies to organizations such as the Government of Ontario, Crown agencies, municipalities, hospitals, boards of public health, school boards, universities and colleges, Ontario Power Generation, other public sector employers who receive a significant level of funding from the provincial government. This year's edition contains 300,570 names. Topping the list is Kenneth Hartwick, CEO of Ontario Power Generation, with a 2023 salary of nearly $2 million. Search the list by name here.